You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is the all-new Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Aboriginal Sounds features new music and exclusive interviews with Jana Mashoni, Frank Wan of Nake Nulawaun, and Cody Blackbird. Stick around for more. The all-new Aboriginal Sounds is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And we've got a great show for you today. We've got Nake Nulawaun with their new single, Hear My Cry, as well as music from NAMI-winning flute player Cody Blackbird. But first, we're going to kick things off with Lumbee recording artist Jana Mashoni. Jana kicked off Aboriginal Sounds last spring, and it's great to have her back. And we did an exclusive interview with her. It was conducted a week before she won the 2012 Rockwired Radio Music Award for Best Female Artist, and you'll hear that interview in just a few minutes. Here is Jana Mashoni with Stay With Me Baby.
Bye.
That was the 2012 Rockwired Radio Music Award winning artist Jana Mashone with Stay With Me Baby. Visit Jana at her official website, www.janamashone.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jana regarding her music and some upcoming projects, and here's how the interview went.
You've got this new single out. It's been out since December, and how does it feel with it being out there?
Well, it's great. I mean, right now we've got it digitally up, and I'm going to be making a music video for it, so we're going to have, that out there in the next couple of months. And so, we're just getting out there slowly until, I've got some more new music I want to put out there right after. So I'm excited. I love the response I've been getting from the song so far. People are definitely kind of surprised at, the new direction and things like that, so.
Still, even after all this time?
What?
Even after all this time, they're still surprised?
It's yeah, I know, been, right?
It's been, come on now.
I know, right? It's like, really? Can you not get what I'm doing now? But no, I like to do different things because I get bored myself, so.
I see. I mean, do you find that people are slow to come to embrace this new sound of yours, or is it just more surprise than anything?
No, I think that people are definitely liking what they hear and what they're hearing so far, and people will always, my fans always like, well, when are you going to do, another American Indian Story? When are you going to do another Native album? More Native-centric, but, right now I want to do something different and keep people guessing, but it's definitely embracing. I mean, there's not anyone who's like, oh, I can't believe you're doing this, but, it's what I like to do. I love soul music, and I love R&B music, and so that's kind of my direction right now, so I'm excited about it.
And who are you working with these new songs that you're working on?
Well, I mean, I'm working with my current producer, which is Stefan, of course. We're working together. I mean, a lot of it is myself, and I have another partner, Rawson Nettlechef. He's in my band. He's been helping out as well. We've got, I don't know. Hold on one second.
Can I mention Madrid?
Well, I've got, I can't mention his name, but I do have kind of another producer who's kind of doing some consulting work, but I can't mention him quite yet, but he's pretty big in the R&B world, so we're just, kind of doing this new sound and testing things out.
I see, and what's going to be different with this new batch of songs from the previous release?
Well, it's definitely going to be edgier. It's going to be more soulful, more R&B, more just a direction for me, just more of that soulful sound that I started singing. When I first started singing, that's kind of what I used to do, and so that this is kind of going back to my roots as a singer. What? Oh, okay. I have now someone Stefan telling me it's called Street Soul, which I kind of like that, Street Soul, but it's definitely edgier for me. A lot of people have said, well, you have a, pretty voice, it's beautiful, but I kind of want people to now hear, I don't want them to just say, oh, you have a beautiful voice. I want them to say, you haven't, there's an edge to you, you've got some kind of, there's this soulfulness that I haven't had before, I don't think. So that's what's different, really, that more of that edge that I've been wanting to have for a while.
I see. And of everyone that I've ever interviewed for Aboriginal Sounds, I think you're like one of you're probably the only artist that balances this creative side with the real business side with Molly Records and everything. Talk about the challenges of doing that.
Well, it's challenging because, many times I just want to focus on what I'm doing and my, as me as an artist and kind of focus on my music, but then, we have other artists that we've been working with that, you have to divide that time. There's only, one of Stefan and one of myself, so it's a matter of, you know, the writing team, you know, putting off my music to work with the other artists. So that's really the only thing that's kind of, you know, tough, because, you know, I just want to do, basically as an artist, I just want to do my own music. But it is also nice to be creating for other people too. So it's a challenge, but it's exciting. So I can't really say it's a bad thing. It's just different. But that is challenging and different.
I see. And with this upcoming batch of songs, has the songwriting process changed for you at all, or is it pretty much the same? Or
it's the same. It's just about really, for me, it starts off with a melody. I have an idea for a melody. Something moves me musically, and it goes from there. So, you know, I've definitely been able to get. I definitely want to get deeper into my lyrics and deeper into the sound of what we're doing. So, but as far as the logistics of just writing songs, it's the same thing that I've always done.
And I also understand that there's a film coming out, Raptor Ranch. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it is an independent movie that I filmed a few years ago, and it's a really funny, it's a horror comedy type, very kind of like a culty type movie. It's just hilarious. I mean, I play a dinosaur hunter in Texas. You know, it's just, you know, kind of like Tomb Raider meets Jurassic Park. And you know, it's fun. You know, it's my first role in a movie, and I just had a lot of fun doing it. And I've got another movie, hopefully crossing my fingers, that I'm gonna be doing again this year, that I'm up for. So it's fun to do. It's something different. It's a diversion from music, and just another way to get people to know me. Even though it's not me, I'm completely different in the role. It's just another side of me that people, you know, my fans and people can see that, you know, I can have fun with things. I'm not so serious in my music. I can do other things that are just kind of, you know, not Jana.
How did a project like that come your way?
Well, it came through my visibility as a musician, and they wanted, you know, they just liked my look. I guess it's really about just the look and who I was as an artist. So it kind of came that way. It wasn't that I was seeking, you know, movie roles or seeking acting. I wasn't kind of into that at that moment, but they just liked my look, and so I auditioned, and we went from there.
Visit Jana at her official website, www.janamashoni.com. From her CD New Moon Born, here is Jana Mashoni with 2012 Rockwired Radio Music Award winning artist Derek Miller with A Change Is Gonna Come.
Change gon' come.
Listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwire.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, the Dance Hall Pimps, and their new release, Beast for Love. From swampy garage rock to New Orleans-styled rags and romp, the Dance Hall Pimps have what it takes to get your ass on the dance floor with songs such as Beast for Love, Mommy Was a Zombie, and Heartbreak of Dawn. Beast for Love, the new album from the Dance Hall Pimps, Rockwire.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.dancehallpimps.com. He was a beast for love. All the monsters died that way. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Rockwired Media proudly presents the premier edition of our online publication, Rockwired Magazine. Get the stories behind the music of today's independent recording artists and get to know some of the industry's leading entrepreneurs and visionaries. The premier issue features exclusive interviews with Janis, Edge of Paradise, Lisa Hilton, and Nake Nulawalu. Rockwired Magazine. Available exclusively at rockwired.com.
We didn't get much further than a shoebox for a home. And I'm at
save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary American Indian music exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're kicking things off with Jana Mashoni. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jana just a week before she won the 2012 Rockwired Radio Music Award for Best Female Artist, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And with the release of the single Stay, what was it about that song that made you make that the lead single, as it were?
Well, it was Stefan's idea, really. He had the idea for me to sing the song probably about 4 years ago, and at the time, I didn't feel that I had the grit, the chops, whatever. I just didn't feel like I had it in me to sing that song, to do the song justice, because it's a really heartfelt, painful, lyrics and just a vibe for that song. And so I didn't think that I could carry that across because I just didn't think I was ready for it. And so after, you know, a couple of years ago, he's like, we revisited it and then, you know, decided, well, let's just try it. But it really took almost, you know, like a year and a half to come up with a production that doesn't sound like it was from the 60s. But didn't sound like it was retro either. He wanted to make it sound, you know, current and R&B, but still have the essence of what they were trying to say in the 60s. So it was a challenge production-wise. And then vocally for me, I had to, as I do with everything, I do all my backgrounds and everything else, it's just a tour de force as far as, like, vocally, it's just, it was tough. I really had to find my way in that song. But I think it helped give me the confidence to bring about other songs that have now, that I've written since then. It's given me the confidence, like, you know what, you can do this. You can do this style. You can do, this is what you're meant to do. This is like your thing. So it actually helped.
Since you began pursuing music, what has been the biggest surprise for you?
The biggest surprise? Well, that's a good question. The biggest surprise, probably just, I guess I'm kind of surprised that I'm still doing what I'm doing and that people will still pay money to come see me.
So self-deprecating.
Yeah, I guess, I'm like, really? I've been in the business, you know, a decade now, and it's like, wow, people still like me. Yeah, I mean, there's always that feeling of, you know, you do a gig and it's like, okay, well, I'm unemployed now. It's, you know, every time you do a gig, that's kind of like a job, and then you're done. You're like, okay, well, I wonder if people are going to, you know, will they hire me again? Will they do this? And it's always just, you know, wanting to get better as an artist and wanting, I mean, I think all artists, we're kind of, what we do, we seek approval from other people. We need that. Like, I feel like that's what I need. I need people, you know, not, some people say, well, I need to hear your music, but, like, actually, I need you guys because I need that approval. It's just this weird psychological hang up that I think a lot of artists have. And so it's a matter of, you know, thinking, wow, I'm just pinching myself that I can still do this and survive and hopefully get to the next level and, you know, make it, you know, be even bigger, you know, just get bigger than I am, obviously. I may have more people hear my music, and that's really kind of my goal. But yeah, I'm surprised that I'm still doing it.
I can't think of too many other American Indian artists who've made that switch from traditional music to more contemporary music. Yeah. Do you ever think about going back to the traditional world at all, or not right now, or is it always a possibility? Or
always a possibility. I mean, there's an idea of, and I'm not going to give the idea out because somebody else might do it, but I have a great idea that's going to be another traditional type album geared towards a certain audience, so I'm not going to say, but I definitely will always have that as something that I can do, but I do want to focus more on mainstream because I want more people, I don't think any artist wants them to be labeled as, well, I'm this type of artist. I mean, you know what? Music is music. You are, this might be your style, but that doesn't mean that's who you are. You can do different things. You know, shoot, Aretha Franklin, she's a soul singer, but she can do opera. She can do, you know, she can do rock and roll. I don't think that we should be limiting our style, so I will always be, you know, I can always go back to that, and I will. I will always have that to do, but right now I want to focus on more of a mainstream audience so more people can hear about me and not just say, oh, well, she's a Native American artist. I want them to just say, okay, hey, she's this artist. Oh, and she happens to be Native American. That's cool, too, you know? So that's how I want people to look at me, at least now, because it's about music. That's what it is about me. Really about the music.
Visit Jana at her official website, www.janamashoni.com. From her CD New Moon Born, here is Jana Mashoni once more with Solid Ground.